AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A tentative deal is said to have been reached on economic sanctions that would be part of a larger nuclear agreement with Iran. AP's Bradley Clapper reports from Vienna.
What we're hearing is that it has been agreed to by the technical experts who've been working on this for many weeks now, but it still has not been signed off by the top officials from Iran, the United States, and the other countries negotiating here in Austria.
The annex outlines what sanctions would be lifted and how quickly. The negotiators have a Tuesday deadline to reach a final deal. Concerts, fireworks, cookouts, and parades, all part of the fourth. Another part of the weekend, increased security. Tong Yuklik, who lives in Houston, is visiting New York.
I got to have trust in that and be able to still enjoy my life, because otherwise I'm just going to be stuck, at my house doing nothing or not going out because of fear of something could happen.
Burgers and hot dogs might be the standard cookout fare today, but for troops in Afghanistan and Kuwait, the fourth means pizza.
It's the eighth year Pizza for Patriots has been sending pies to war zones.
We have served over a million slices.
Founder Mark Evans, a retired master sergeant, says it's about giving back to troops away from home.
Like a handshake from me to them or you to them.
The pizzas are made by Rich Products, flown by DHL, and trucked to forward operating bases. Not an easy process, says retired Major General Kenneth Dowd, a former top logistics officer.
Folks really enjoyed knowing that people back home put a project like this together.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Nine people suffer minor burns in an accident at a fireworks show in Colorado. Officials in the town of Avon say a malfunction caused a fireworks shell to explode in its tube rather than firing into the sky last night, sending three other shells over the crowd. This is AP Radio News. Jim Steinle tried to save his 32-year-old daughter, Kate, after she had been shot while the two of them were walking along San Francisco's Pier 14 Wednesday evening.
You could feel she was fighting, gasping for every breath, she fought right up to the end, but that, I wouldn't expect anything less.
That from KGO-TV. The man accused in the seemingly random killing had seven felony convictions and had been deported five times. Immigration officials turned him over to the San Francisco jail, but he was released in April because San Francisco is a so-called sanctuary city in which local money cannot be spent to cooperate with federal immigration laws. Supporters and opponents of the bailout referendum set for tomorrow in Greece appear to be evenly divided. Rival rallies took place a half mile apart in central Athens yesterday, final day of campaigning under the law. Eurozone finance officers want more reforms and higher taxes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.